Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
I bless you for the life of everybody that is in this place. I give you thanks for our friends on television, on radio, and online. I even thank you for all the lovely people that will watch this later, anytime in time. I pray your hand of blessing over the heart. Make it a fertile ground or soil. Your word, which is the eternal seed, I pray that you will glorify your name and yourself and have your way in their lives. The word is transformational. I pray that you will transform us with your word. You have already outlined that your word washes and cleanses the soul, the heart, the spirit, and the body, the conscience, the mind. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will do us that good. Be exalted and be lifted up. How excellent is your name in all the earth. This morning I pray that you will heal the soul of our nation. Bring us in alignment to your will and to your blessing. We want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the very fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. We are not here to listen to a preacher. We have come to see Christ. Open our eyes and the eyes of our understanding to be able to receive and hear your voice out of this voice. Let's hear your counsel within this voice. In the precious name of Jesus, we seek eternal life and higher dimensions of the grace of God. Make us soul winners and ambassadors of Christ. Make us portraits and models of your image. We give you thanks. You are a faithful God. And we rebuke every order and structure and hierarchy of the enemy. We silence the voice of the wicked. We ask that let your word grow mightily and prevail in Jesus' precious name. Let the sinner be saved and the backslider be reclaimed. Let today be the day the miracle begins in the lives of your people. I bless and give you thanks in Jesus' name for the privilege and the opportunity to speak to this august and great people. Be exalted in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Are you clapping? I can hear you. Hallelujah. Put a little bass on my sound for me. Thank you very much. Let me use the opportunity to welcome all of you into God's presence and giving thanks and glory for your lives. When I say that, you should be able to understand that not everybody has the privilege to be alive this morning. Yeah, some of the people asked their wives that we are going to work and they did not return. Others, you know, were coming back from work and they did not return to their families. Others were going to work and they did not reach their destination. So it is a privilege and an honor to be alive and to be well and to be in the presence of God. I believe that is, a very good place to clap your hands. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. All our friends who have joined us on Onia Television, live on Amansan Television, our friends on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast, good morning to all of you. I bring greetings to all of you in person and to let you know that we are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all its sister stations across the nation of Ghana. We are also live on Vision 1 93.5 FM. This morning we are blessed to be in the Oti region on 88.7 on Boom FM. I thank God for everybody that is here in person, and I will want you to connect to the flow of the Spirit. It will be of a great and tremendous blessing to you. Say amen. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we wish, we require, we desire, we demand, we seek to see Jesus. Having read you that, allow me to read Luke chapter 21. Verses number 34 through to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses, the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, the Bible said, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Before I allow you to take your seats this morning, last week I read something to you in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 14. I would love to pick it up from there. As a matter of fact, on that particular Sunday, I was reading from verse number 10 where the Bible said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Then in the 11th verse, the Bible said, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. He goes further and said, not as though I had already attained either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that which. Turn this into GNT, maybe let's break it down a little bit. I do not claim that I have already succeeded or have already become perfect. I keep striving to win the prize that of for that which Jesus Christ has already won for one me to himself. And then in the 13th verse, the Bible said, of course, my friends, I really do not think that I have already won it. The one thing I do, however, is to forget what is behind me, and I do my best to reach out, reach what is ahead. And then in the 14th verse, which is our main verse of scripture, so I run straight toward the goal in order to win the prize which is God's call through Jesus Christ to the life above. I love this. So I run straight toward the goal in order to win the prize which God's call, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above. And then in the NLT version of this verse, the Bible said, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. In the amplified version of the Bible, he said, I press on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And then in the message version, he said, I am off and running and I am not turning back. But in the King James version, which I derive the word high calling, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So my theme is going to be high calling from this Sunday to next Sunday. And I have come from the previous Sunday where I was talking to you about nobody can come to the place of a high calling that is in Christ Jesus without Christian training. Training. Just like what the Bible was talking about in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 15. He said, from your childhood, when you know the scriptures, it is able to make you wise through Christ Jesus unto salvation. And then he goes further and said, for all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. And then turn this into a different version. I am looking for a word here. And in this particular one, I still don't find that word. So let's go to maybe the NIV version, possibly where he was talking about in verse number 6. Okay, let me go back and then go back to King James Version. Let me push further. I can find it somewhere down there. And so in the King James Version of the Bible, this verse, you know, he said, for all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for correction, for instruction in righteousness. In NIV, in this verse, the Bible was talking about for correcting and training in righteousness. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, Abraham had 318 men, we who were born and trained in his house. Trained men. Who said this generation cannot be trained? Oh, forget about it. You know, the Christianity of yesterday is not the Christianity of now. You can't bring that imposition on people. This generation cannot be forced. But this generation is forced to catch a plane. This generation is forced to go to the football pitch. This generation can go to, you know, Accra Sports Stadium and stay there the whole night. This generation can be able to go to the nightclub and abide by its rules. This generation can go to American, British, embassies and follow the rules according to what they are saying. This generation can do other things. Who said this generation cannot be trained? Who said this generation cannot be trained? This generation knows how to succumb to a lady's demand. Yeah. People that are married. Married men can sleep with other women on their you know, marriage season of enjoying their bonding with their wives and husbands. Training! I'm going to build up on training. You know, and we build enough. And there were 300 born trained men. In other words, in those days, there were insurgencies. Insurgencies means you are in a place and the people will come, invade your space, take your property, kill you and take your wives and children captives. And so Abraham created land guards. If you are looking for a common word for trained men, land guards. David was doing the job of a land guard when Uriah, Bathsheba's wife, Abigail, Nabal's wife. The Bible said he went there protecting the flock of Nabal and then one day requested for food and Nabal refused. Said that we have been protecting you guys for the past 1 year and we have never asked anything from you. Why are you refusing our request? Trained man! He said the other day, the Lord prepares my fingers for battle and my hands for war. The skill of the king in that particular sphere was amazing. The skill is just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So you see people that are in church. You see people that have taken the word, the Bible of God, and you are realizing that they are so beautiful, so nice in their presentation, but they lack training. You can never compare the preachers of today to the preachers of yesterday. Never. Can you be in one working and say, so for thee. This is a man of God. Now you see a man of God, they have bleached themselves from their head to toe. Women are bleaching themselves. We have not talked about it. Now men have gotten into bleaching. Now we don't use soaps and creams We have injections and tablets. And people, the preacher is preaching himself. What will the church members do? The preacher is busily bleaching himself. What will the parishioners do? When you will have time to be sculpted in the word of the Lord, you have time and money and the attention to be removing the foreskin of your body, which is there as a protection from the sun and from radiation. You are there removing this. What an ignorant and a mad generation. What an absurd generation. A poor vulgar enemy who knew the purpose of a black skin. The sun blasts to like 40 degrees, 42 degrees. And then I realized that being black has a reason. There is a reason for being black in this tropical contemporary environment. It is not, you are not black for nothing. Now everybody, I don't know what is wrong with this generation, especially in Africa, Ghana, Nigeria. Everybody want to be light skin. Pia peso ye koko. Inimdiye wo koko. I'm black and I'm proud of it. I love my complexion. I never want to be a white man. This is me. I love it. Solomon looked at the women of Zion and said, how black and beautiful you are. What is wrong with us? Because we lack training. And because we lack training, we have this inferiority, this complexity of inferiority. We look at it and we don't like ourselves. This is why body sculpting has become a big vocation. Hips. It's fine, you can keep it. Because the generation do not understand. The moment I talk about it, I become the abnormal person. The person that is rebuking and correcting rather is the person with the problem. Interesting. So Isaiah looked at this generation in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 20 and said, woe unto you that calls evil good and good evil, that calls darkness light and light darkness. Do you put bitter for sweetness and sweetness for bitterness? And then he goes in the next verse and said, woe unto you that are wise in your own eyes and prudent in your own sight. He said, interestingly, woe unto them that are mighty in drink and men of strength in mingled strong drink. And then he goes further in the next verse. He said, which justify the wicked for a reward. Ten is in a different version. In this particular one, he said, but for the just, a bribe you let the guilty go free, and you keep the innocent from getting justice. The piano police in Ipeni, you know, were incarcerated in Insan. When by the time we knew, the boys had been freed long ago, they had crossed the border and left the nation. Justice is denied. Yeah, justice is denied. I'm calling for justice for the typewriter girls. Can never stop until they get it. At least a memorial service for their memory. They deserve it. And when a nation lacks direction and lacks training, that will happen. Sweetie, you look beautiful. May you be seated in the presence of God. Thank you very much. And so I started by talking about training. This morning, allow me to do a little diversion into the word of the Lord and the mind of God by reading Romans chapter 8 and verse number 29 downwards. In Romans 8, 29, the Bible said, for whom he did knew, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And then in the 30th verse, he says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them also he called, and whom he called, he has also justified, and whom he justified, he has also glorified. And then he goes to the popular verse in that sphere, in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 31st verse. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And then he goes further and said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely? Listen to that. This is why we are in a 10-day fasting and prayer. First in Bible, because we started last Wednesday. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock to 10:30, is still ongoing, and is going on to Fridays all night. He said, if he did not spare his own son, why wouldn't he give you food and a job and a better life? Why will he deny you of that? If he can keep you alive when you are sleeping, why will he deny a door to be closed on you? Why wouldn't he give you all things freely? And so I will go back to verse number 30, and then read something particular. Moreover, those he did predestinate, them also he called. Everybody say call. I picked up on something in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1, and where Paul was talking about Paul called. He has brought the word and the revelation of a calling, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and sustenance our brother. In the next verse, where the Bible said, unto the church of God which is in Corinth, to them that are sanctified, he goes on and said, sanctified in Christ Jesus, called. So Paul is called, and the saints are also called. Go to verse 9. In the 9th verse, the Bible said, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto fellowship with the Son of God. Go to verse 24. In the 24th verse, the Bible is saying, but unto them which are called. So this whole thing is about a calling. It is a calling. God has called us from the domain of darkness into the domain of his dear Son. It is a calling. I mean, just like nursing is a calling, teaching is a calling. The people who do those jobs, their sacrifice can never be paid. They do this job on a sacrificial basis, and this is why the blessing of God comes to them. When there is an accident in an emergency, and they say that the nurse is paid 7,000 Ghana cedis in Ghana, let's say that, would you? Let's be generous to the nurses and say that every nurse receives 7,000 Ghana, even though doctors at Kolebu will hardly receive 7,000. But let me just say that nurses receive 7,000 Ghana cedis every month. There will be days that they will be forced to work overtime, and they are not paid for that. There will be days they will be touched by somebody's predicament or impairment, and they will do something which they are not paid for. That is what makes their vocation a calling. Yeah. So when Florence Nightingale followed the soldiers at war, it was not because, she wanted a job. It was a calling. She had a call. It was a duty with a calling. Yeah. When we put the uniform and a police officer, an army officer, an immigration officer, we believe it's a calling. The only person who ruled, it is an occupant of the throne of England. Yeah, and the United Kingdom, they believe that His Majesty or Her Majesty, let me use Elizabeth II as an example. They believe that she was anointed. Not anointed, anointed to say, yeah, anointing, yeah, they believe that she was anointed. They called her the anointed one. The British people called Elizabeth II God's anointed. There is no monarch that enjoyed like that woman. Just by calling her the anointed, whether she was really anointed or not, we don't know. Carry that. And so when anybody ascends to the high seat of presidency, we call it that the person has been called to the high office. So he takes the Bible and looks into the eyes of Ghanaians, in the eyes of God, and say, I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the constitution of the Republic of Ghana, and that I will do right to all manner of persons. It is a calling that requires a vow. The person, he or she, is vowing to God. Why don't they just say, Bodia? And pledge that they will protect the constitution by Antuanyama. Why don't they even take the constitution and vow by the constitution to protect the constitution? If the constitution is supreme as we all believe it is, why don't they swear by the constitution? Why would the word of God, the supremacy, the authenticity, the veracity, the integrity of God's word cannot be overemphasized or underestimated? God's word is God's word. It is God's word that created you. He spoke the word and everything came into being. His word is life and yes and amen. His word made you. The Bible said he speaks the word and heal us from our infirmities. The word is what the word is quick, active, and sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul, as of the bone and marrow. The word is the intent. The word is a discerner of thoughts and the intent of the heart. The word. And so in the other day, the Bible said the entrance of it brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Yeah, Kenyam some chile will be a now some panopan, yeah, cannot nonsense. We are really declaring the mind of God. I tell you, you don't have any argument. So the hymn is saying, there is no argument. It is enough that Christ died and he died for me. Yeah. A high calling. Ghana, listen to the mind of God. If you can understand your training and a high calling, you will not be crawling like a cripple. Ghana will not. And so I'm telling all the prophets who are deceiving our politicians, stop it and rather tell them to repent. When they repent and align, God will be merciful to us. Yeah. But if they rebel and continue to chase small girls and continue to defile the name of the Lord, that defilement defiles all of us. Man, I'm catching up. It defiles all of us. If Ukuromo Mahene, the chief of your hometown, chases girls, dear, it defiles you. Be content. It is certain we came into this world with nothing. So godliness with contentment. It takes training for somebody to come to that realization. Little girl is legon canto men's laboni. They buy the mansions and then they are driving. They come to alabaster praying in tongues. I have the duty as a man of God to look in the eyes of that small girl and tell them, you are enjoying the blood of the nation and the curse will be on your head and on your family. And the person that gave you that visual is also going to suffer. Tell them that God is a judge. Tell them. Catch it out. And so stop deceiving these politicians. The Lord is with you. He will give you the seat of government and all this. Tell them to repent. All of us will enjoy. Me as your pastor, if I defile myself, you are under a defilement. Yeah. If I defile the altar of God and I lay hands on you, that defilement comes to you. Transference of spirits comes to you. Therefore, the Bible said, let all those people who stand in that places of responsibility and authority use that influence responsibly. Very responsibly. The fact that I speak and everybody listen and everybody takes it, Kofi Odro and all that influence must be used responsibly. It should not be. No, it shouldn't be joked with. The fact that I can call you in the middle of the night and I say, hi, bruh, there is something that I would like you to do for the ministry or for the church or for me. And because of the office of trust I hold, you will wake up in the middle of 2 a.m. and come and do it because you revere and honor God who I serve and you serve. I said that office, that influence must be used responsibly. I can never become like Hophni and Phinehas, who were so irresponsible that the Bible calls them the children of Belial. Belial means worthlessness. The children of worthlessness. In my language, the Bible calls them Ehuhuma. The stronger word synonymously in the Greek dictionary is Akushifu. And these boys were Asofu. Akushifu. That means that there are people in clerical suits who are children of Belial. I stand here with authority and tell everybody the fact that you are born again doesn't mean you should abuse the grace of God. The fact, the opportunity that you sin and confess and the Lord forgives you because of the atoning blood of Jesus Christ doesn't mean you should abuse that grace. That grace must be used responsibly. That grace. Oh, and the money coffin. That grace must be used responsibly. And so, you know, when you look at the 30th verse of where we have come from, you know, Romans, he said, but moreover, whom he did predestinate, them also he called. And those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he has also glorified. Go to verse number 29. There is a small, you know, word there I will want to reiterate. He said, those he predestinated, he foreknew, he predestinated that they may be conformation into the image. We are talking about an imagery. Can you put the coat of arms of Ghana on the screen and let me use that particular as an example. When we talk about an image, we will call the image a logo or a symbol or an emblem or a metaphor, something that represents something. A symbol actually is not the main representation. It is the main thing. It is a representation. In other words, it is not the substance itself. It is the shadow of the substance. Now, everybody seated here, once they are driving on the streets and I go in the middle of the streets and nobody knows my face and I lift up my hands to stop a car, they will either knock me with the car or they will avert hitting me, but they will not stop. But the moment anybody wearing the coat of arms, which is an image of the nation, stands in the middle of the road and lift their hands and say stop, even if it is a little child, we will all stop, because the image of the nation. And so they put the same image on the police, same image on the immigration, same image on customs, same image on the armed forces, the air force and the army and the navy, all those guys, they put the image on them. Even when you go to the district assemblies, the image is sitting there because that is the image of the nation. Now, what they are trying to say is that all the authority vested into Jubilee House and to the president of Ghana and to the government of Ghana has also been replicated in whoever is wearing that image. And so when that person speaks or instructs or directs, we will have to obey that person, just like the Supreme Court, just like the Parliament of Ghana, and just like the executive of Ghana. We will have to, because of an image. Just an image, a logo, a symbol, just an image. But when a woman gets married, that ring on her finger or that mayafi on her head is a symbol that this woman is no more available, is no more free. You can't sleep with it. But this generation without training can see a ring on your finger and they can tell you the ring doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Sir, it means everything. Not a lot. Everything. A married woman cannot sleep with another man except her husband. My heart was bleeding when a great church in this nation has a pastor who is like, you know, a zonal pastor or, a particular whole region. He is in charge of the place. Has separated with his wife and living with another woman who he has not married for 1 year in the same house. And they wake up and come to church together. He preaches sweat more than I am doing. And people are jumping all over. The church is defiled. Defilement. Defile. It is said, yeah, no, your love near Sagot a moon's wiggles. Yeah. And yet it is mine. Yeah. Yeah. That is what I'm talking about. Lack of training, sweetheart. I am going to wrap up my presentation. You know, this week, Mama Christie celebrated 68. Yes. We went there last Thursday to celebrate my mother. And today is a Thanksgiving. But when we went there and I sat there and listened to mommy's friends and colleagues in ministry, her sons and daughters who are in ministry and the things that they were saying about her, because Mama Christie has been in ministry for 47 years. 3 more years and the woman is preaching for 50 years. But none of us had heard any defamatory or derogatory, maligning, marginalizing, common statement, act, or practice about the woman of God. This was what the Bible was talking about in Hebrews 5:8. Yeah, when he was making a representation of the way, the portrait we should be, you know, learning. It was so interesting. Yeah, the Bible said, and though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. The lessons we are, I'm talking about lessons. Even when you go to Hebrews 13, also verse 8, he make also another submission in there. In 13 verse number 8, the Bible said, remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. You have followed Jesus for 10 years, I must see Jesus' image in you. Image! The coat of arms. This coat of arms is the same that is on my chest. I could have placed the logo of Alabaster because I have some at home. I could have placed it on my chest. The reason why I am wearing this particular, and I have been wearing it since, you know, September 2016 till today. First W3 service, I was wearing a coat of arms. The Lord has given me an assignment over this nation. And the assignment is to intercede for this nation, correct and rebuke this nation. That is my assignment. So the president of Ghana travels anywhere and he's wearing this. He is representing the people. The image of the nation goes with him. It's not a joke. It will be as if you are so genuine, what they are tardy and a bra on the image. Now, I want to just explain that to you. If you meet, you see that other guy who was smoking weed with the police uniform, instantly was interdicted, eventually was fired. Yamfa uniform, no, enyimi. Yamfa police uniform, enyimi. Same thing, yamfa MP. Same thing, yamfa osofo ejuma nyame asafo asofo tadiano yamfa nyimi. Same thing, you can clap or refuse to do it. I'm telling you something. Yamfa nyimi. I am a husband. That authority. I am a young man and I have betrothed a woman getting ready to be married to that person. Or I am even married. Going about flirting with other women and fornicating with other women. That is Jimini Binabekawasamino. Jimino Abekawasamino. And if you look at that description, and you're Jimmy for those who will be. I know you will not clap because I hit a nail very hard. A Jimmy floor and those who will reassert them. My God. There is a high calling. Not just a call. The calling is high. A high calling, they put an image on you. Apple makes a product, they put their image on it. You know, Samsung makes an image, a product, they put their image on it. Mercedes makes a product, they put their image on it. The most expensive watch in the world is Rolex. Rolex makes a watch, they put an image on it. The most expensive Rolex sold so far is $3.5 million. $3.5 million for a timepiece. Because somebody puts an image. The first Rolex that was made, the submarine, they put it on somebody who went underwater for almost hours and came back. The watch was still working. And then they realized the durability of the watch. People went to, you know, Mount Everest and they came back out of the cold weather. You know, the watch was still working. And so they are proud to put their image on it. Jesus went to Golgotha cross and bled for you, died for you. Pay the price for you. You cannot mess with that price. Oh, you can clap those hands now. You can mess. So the high calling teaches lessons like humility, like forgiveness, like godliness. When I say godliness, I'm talking about godly character. Somebody that fears God. And everything about them is God. God. Because he feels like you cannot love God and hate your brother. You can't love God and sit in church clapping, saying hallelujah, when you hate your brother sitting next to you. We are sitting in one church and there is no brotherly love. What kind of Christianity is that? No. What kind of Christianity is that? They take microphone, and then they see their brother, they cannot even say hi. I'm telling you have desecrated the image. What good image in you? You have desecrated the image. It is your tongue, so maybe a firebomb. Lee Kokesh, Lee Ko Aya, Enske Varaha, Andana Katomo, Atomo Epio Tonsu. You are very interesting. Me, if you don't go to heaven, I will not be shocked. Yeah, because everything right have already been presented to you. The love of God, the grace of God, the hand of God, the power of God, the move of the Spirit of God, and all that godly living, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, you know, pristinity, chastity, sanctification, and all that, the wisdom of God. We have preached all this to you. If you miss heaven, because we are not only seated here because of daily bread, our ultimate goal and focus is heaven. Ultimate destination, and you're heaven, Tina would pay her. Then I think that you are in a wrong place. Yeah, you are in a wrong place. You know, now even the church don't talk about heaven and hell. Everybody is now busy. We are teaching people entrepreneurship, how to make business, how to get a mortgage, how to make money, 4 ways and 13 ways of wealth creation. It's good, it's all good. But what about the people who never sat down to be taught of wealth creation, who have made a lot of money in this country and all stuff like that? Do they also need your training? But you see, there is something about the gospel. The Bible said, I am not ashamed of it, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. In other words, you need to believe the gospel, because the gospel from your childhood, when you know it, it is able to make you wise. And so he said in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 7, yeah, the beginning of knowledge or the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. And then he said, but fools despise wisdom. That means that wisdom is part of the fear of God. If a person fears God, he gives the person wisdom. He said in the book of James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, who give liberally to all men. In other words, you can't serve God and be a fool. You cannot serve God and still be in Accra for 30 years and you don't have a house to yourself. It will be madness and foolishness that following Christ for all these years, you don't even have a 3-bedroom house to your credit, because the gospel opens your eyes. The gospel enlightens the understanding, the eyes of your understanding. The gospel will make you, you know, prudent and smart and articulate. The gospel will make you, you know, innovative and creative. The gospel does that. When we say Christianity, it's not just dressing and coming to church. When we say we want to see Jesus, there is a reason for it. The man was smart. He was deep. He was prudent. He was articulate. He was a reader, a good listener. He was a leader. Not nonsense. I'm not talking about people with position. He was a leader. A leader. Don't send the people away hungry because they may faint on the way. Leader is thinking. Get them something to eat. That is a leader. Let them sit down on the grass in groups. That is a leader. Segment them, group them, and give a leader to all the groupings. Structure, hierarchy, systems. That's a leader. We put people in charge. All they do is to wild time and chop money. And they leave. Leaders don't behave like that. Leaders create opportunities for everybody. Yeah, everybody. But just upon, it's not in church today. When I went to the Despite Media, then I realized that the guys who own the Despite Media, they are not selfish. They create an environment for everybody to prosper. Yeah. Use your fame to start your own company. Use your faith. This is why people like Odia Hinka can be working in a radio station and can start a radio station. And they are not intimidated. They are not intimidated. You are not a competitor to them. Start there and still working there. That's a leader. They are not intimidated. I will not look in your eyes and say, I'll curse you. No. No. Leaders have a way of thinking. Leaders have a way of thinking. Leaders are, whilst you are sleeping, the leaders are thinking, how can we get bread for them? How can we get proper infrastructure for them? How can we get proper hospitals, proper schools, proper road systems? How can we make life a little bit easier for them? When we went to Boga, my father, Pastor Eastwood, was telling us a story. He said, sometimes people say that the people in the Bible, great men in the Bible, you know, they did great things, and that is why they have been, you know, recorded in the Bible. But he said, if the Bible is being written now, you, Kofi Udro, you will be in the Bible. Me, I will be in the Bible. Yeah, if the Bible is being written now, we will be in the Bible. Yeah, because Peter didn't preach to television. Peter didn't preach to radio. Peter didn't know what it meant to go to a university to preach. You know, so then all of us given an opportunity should be able to know that it has to be used responsibly. And so I get leadership, get the opportunity to stand before these great people and preach every Sunday. I don't take that for granted. You know, when people work their hard-earned money and come and honor God with their tithes, that money must be used responsibly, even in the work of God. That is leadership. Leadership is not only when you are in parliament. Leadership is also when you are in your home and your children sees you as a great leader. Yeah, that is what. And I'm not talking about managerial or positions. I'm talking about leadership. I said leadership. And he said, yeah, pradema. Na me ma fa praye dikai. Na me pra. Na monso mo predimechi. That is leadership. Leadership is example. Leadership is influence. And so when we put this government and the opposition and any other party, including this young businessman who wants to lead this nation and all that, if we put anybody, give anybody an opportunity, that person should understand that it's not about you. It's about the people. Mudia, you will know. people na na fair some get torch light t-shirts no me ade no say 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 jimi me free woman so now they are becoming discerning that they are becoming they are getting to know accountability. Let me tell you something about how we call in and how we close. The fact that God has made me a pastor of this church doesn't mean that the church is mine. Like people can be able to do and will a church to their nephew, to their niece. When I die, this person will be, no, stop the nonsense. No, stop the nonsense. The church of God is not yours. You have no business with it. It's not your property. We can be able to put up a succession plan and we can be able to determine that maybe after this person there will be an election that we will appoint this person and all that. But I cannot take the church and give it to my children. I can't do that. Yeah. If the child is called, that's a different matter. If the child is anointed, that's a different matter. But we cannot take the church and give it to Hufni and Phinehas, who have no business with ministry. Yeah, and then they come into church and start exploiting and abusing people. You know, that is not done. So then I'm going to, you know, sit down and look at what God has graced me, my stewardship, and say very well that when he calls me, I can be able to account. My focus should always be on two things, the assignment and the prize. The assignment and the prize. The assignment and the prize. Run the race that is set before you with patience, assignment, and the prize. My winning prize, souls. We want master, and they want to say, is she fine? Is she okay? And all that. It's not ministry, it's not only shouting every Sunday morning. No. Sometimes people come to church, they are heartbroken. All they need is a handshake, a hug, or a smile. That is also part of ministry. That's also part of ministry. We pay money all the time. Today, I'm going to pay somebody's rent. It's part of ministry. It's part of ministry. People sit at the mobile and some are bleeding profusely. And I'm not talking about physical muja. Some people are too disillusioned, discouraged to the point that. But if you are say discouragement, will be more. And to what father, the idea should be one more. But sorry, we should say, yeah, the Duke were born. What you said, and you enjoy you. I said that. What you said, people have come to the place where they don't love themselves. But tell me, be an old year. We are my father, the Osho Timu said, the grandmother, Taddy, about worship, or the others. Because people, many people don't feel happy at all. We are living in an economy where things are very hard. Every businessman working now, every businesswoman, your profit has become very small because of taxes at the port. Taxes at the port. And so people sitting here, businessmen, they are working, but they are earning nothing. And so, you know, they sit in church and, you know, sometimes when I'm screaming and I'm yelling, not Jane Kura Niha, not Jane is somewhere. Their mind is out of this church somewhere. So sometimes those people, when they come to church and they say, can I see Kofi Odro? Sometimes they have nothing to tell me. All they want to say is just shake me. I shook the hands of a young man the other day. The moment he shook me, he started crying. Man, he started crying. I said, why? He said, I am overwhelmed. The storms are too much at the same time. And so people sit in church, sometimes they are bleeding. And sometimes we need to tell them all is well. Everything will be fine. More trees in Bojibi. Things will come together nice. Yeah. That's a high call. The image on you, that's a high call. Love instead of hate. Peace instead of fights. High calling. Somebody with a high calling, they don't gossip. Oh, God, follow me. They don't gossip. Have you heard about that woman? Have you heard? Did you see? No, that is not a high calling. People with a high calling, they don't care about too many things. I'm telling you. They don't care about too many. Look at the way that some Ghanaian girls have reduced womanhood to nothing. Stupidity in the bodies of beautiful people. Stupidity in the bodies of beautiful people. Reduce womanhood to nothing. They told me a story. And the story is about a young girl in Lagos. met this big man, big car, range, the latest. Sat in the car, they went to a restaurant to eat. And then the man said that I can change your world in a twinkling of an eye. Because these guys have realized that all the young girls in Ghana want their world to be changed overnight. And then the man says, let's go home. He went home, he opened his safe, dollars, pounds, euros. And the man said, I will give you money on one condition. I have a snake in the box. I want you to open your legs and the snake will enter within you. And then afterwards, whatever you want is yours. The girl says, let me go and think about it. I'll come back. You want to think about it? What a generation. You want to, a snake is going to enter into you. You want to think about it? And then the girl went the next day and said, I am ready. Opened her legs, the snake entered into her. The thing has happened. Now she is sitting, and by the time she, you know, goes to bath or goes to the bathroom, her briefs or panties are full of maggots. So they are driving big cars with infestations and infections, and they don't care. And we have preachers in this nation busily telling us we are going to Canada. I don't know what is in Canada. So I stand here and I'm telling you, church, be very careful that the God you serve has standards. Oh, I wish I can explain that. The God you serve has Ghana standards, world has standards, and God doesn't have standards. You drink, it's normal. You come to church, you go to the club, you know, you party with your friends and you smoke shasha or shisha or whatever they call it. You are seated here, it's not normal. It's not normal. God has standards. It's not normal. All the people who are addicted to pornography, you are sitting in church, porno is on your phone and all that. Now there are women that allow a man to, you know, take advantage of your anal passage and your vaginal passage at the same time. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. We have the catch him say metoye meya. Stand to your feet. Let's close. The bone will crack. Repent and align. Repent and align. Don't repent. Your Savior is coming again. His reward is with him to give unto every man. We went to UPSA for a crusade last Friday. Our pictures. And you know, when I was preaching to the student, I said, Kofiodro, this is it. This campus fire, you can't stop it. Take the gospel everywhere. Let the highway of the gospel go everywhere. Let the young generation who are going to be the next presidents, the next ministers and all that, preach the word to them. Preach Christ to let them sit down. They do their family say, I sit down in my house on Friday night. We did this on Friday night, and I'm just enjoying air conditioned television and all that. Souls are perishing. Souls are perishing. We can't rest. There is work to do. We cannot rest. There is work to do. There are people standing here with a high calling who have never won a soul. People are dying to hell. You don't care. You have brothers and sisters who don't know Jesus. And that is not a business to you. we can be able to go to the point of, you know, praising other religions. We are confused. Seriously confused. Our job is to show the way of salvation that is in Christ. That is our job. It's not a joke. Please. It's not a joke. Every time I preach it, it comes with sadness and amazement. Because you have people who cannot see in leadership. And you have people who cannot see also as citizens. And I see people sleeping on the floor of hospitals. My heart breaks. A whole nation can call emergency, somebody is dying, and they will tell you there is no bed. Are you okay? There is no bed. The president will come, the vice president will come, the speaker of parliament will come to church this morning with 15 Land Cruisers, and there are no beds. Misplaced and misappropriated priorities. Something is wrong. There are no beds. A nurse with a high calling, a doctor with a high calling will never speak anyhow to a patient. They will rather look at you and say, relax, everything is going to be. The doctor gives hope. You will be good. We will do our best, but God will heal you. We don't say, hey, mommy. Sorry, ko ye card, bra. Uti mi ye card and go down. Don't talk nonsense like that. Uti mi ye card and go down. May the Lord heal our nation. The right hand is on your heart. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself with all through the blood and the toil of our fathers to uphold and defend the good name of God. So help God. Can you stretch your hands on this? And listen, if you are a Nigerian, a Congolese, a Togolese, a Burkinabe, an Ivorian, a Beninese, whatever you are, I want you to pray for your country. The reason is because it's not only Ghana that is sick. The entire African continent is extremely in coma. Go to Nigeria and see big time business innovation ideas in the real estate, in the oil and gas. Sensible people are in authority working, but weak leadership, very weak leadership. If Nigeria could have some serious leadership, their system would have been one of the most powerful in the world. They are waiting, and this is the same thing. Africa is sick with old men leading us. Old men leading us. It's a weakness. Big time weakness. I'm telling you. Let's relinquish and retire all old men. Let's allow young men. Young men. Listen to me, when I get to a particular age, I will retire from this. At a particular age, I will retire from active ministry. This is why we are running helter-skelter like mad people. We are doing our best in our prime time. When we get old, we will retire and allow the young men and women to flow. Step back and let these people lead with some vision. What is this? Look at the way people can travel to Libya and all that, and they are dying at the, you know, Mediterranean or one sea, and they are that trying to cross to Europe. Why? Why are they running away from their own continent? When I look at the history of Mali, Mansa Musa was the wealthiest man in the world in his time. He was traveling to Mecca for Hajj. He stopped over in Egypt for 3 months. That 3 months, Egypt became rich because a wealthy leader had come there. Why can't we have people like that? Huh? Why can't we have people like that? Why our business is honorable, 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 honorable. I want real honorables. Leadership. Look at some people like Honorable Patrick Yabuama. Go around this place. Drive around this place. Nice roads, street lights, good schools, beautiful stuff. Honorable Patrick Yabuama is a model of leadership. Honorable Anodompre. Go to Nsawem and see how he is picking that place up. Go and see something. Go to Bulusa South and see how people's life. We pick people from the ground, the floor. Skill training, education. We are bringing a totally poor village and making them something. Others have so much, do nothing. While in time, waiting for time to just elapse. What we are good in is how to win an election. As for that one, we have graduated. How to win an election. Your two hands are here. Father, heal our nation. Can I hear prayer for Ghana? Heal our land. Emrantia bonyenya. Oh, to a pity. Boys, girls. And to a pity, anger girls, to me, Tony. Shin when yam for no daho. Abo dem ni butunizo. Mad generation. Until you come to God, you will wallow in all this absurdity for a long time. All you want is to drive nice cars, live in big mansions, and boast on social media. You are a godless generation. Heartless, prayerless, faithless, and loveless. You have deserted the causes of eternal life. And I call you to repentance. Come back to God. He will deliver and save you. Pastor Steve, help me sing this song before I pray. He's calling out on the sinner and the backslider. You don't know Christ as your Savior. You have not given your life to the Lord. You are backslided and you want to come back home to the family of God. This Sunday is the time. This is the time of salvation. Don't miss this opportunity. The young actor, they showed me after I read his story on the blog news, they showed me his picture. Was returning back from work on a set and they had an accident and this young man, among other people, have died. If somebody had told him that he would not return, he would not believe. But you see, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, there is judgment. The right hand is on your heart. Somebody say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I pray that you will honor the confession of your people with the gift of salvation in Jesus' precious name. And Papa, I pray that this week will be a week of signs and wonders, visitations and encounters which are in the high places in Christ Jesus. Be gracious to this nation. Heal us from our predicaments and impossibilities. In the name of Jesus the Christ. I make intercession for the people at Kolebu. And every hospital in Ghana, heal the sick in our communities and in our homes. And we pray that you will deliver businesses that are collapsing. Save them, oh God. I pray for the prisoner and the guys in the police cells. You have the power to transform the heart of a man. I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, do good. I bring the president of Ghana before your throne. I pray for his excellency and the government. Heal us as a nation. Heal us as a people. Give us wisdom that builds nations. In Jesus' precious name. Oh yeah, mommy. sur suraja ejapa tu mirauye da ohini uyema mbio uyema sur suraja ejapa tu mirauye. Sing it one more time. Who ya? Surrender, Ejapa, to be right. For the last time. Who ya, mommy? Surrender, Ejapa, to be right. I'll catch you in the next service. And also, if you want to fellowship with any of our branches that is close by you, that would be a great honor. Fasting and prayer, Radisha Udian Wunyam, is continuing tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. See, I'll be Amuako, myself, and Dede will be ministering tomorrow, next day, and Wednesday. Then we'll receive Prophet Ibn Izakuna on Thursday and Friday morning. And then we'll have a concluding all night on Friday. From all of us here in the Kwabena Mponsa Memorial Temple, you want to join us for our offering, 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. Those of you on radio, those of you on television, online, the details are on your screen. You can follow. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, the breakthroughs become automatic. I'll catch you in the next service. Watch yourself. I love you. See you.
There are things that God can do, but also things that are limited to mankind. Lifestyle have taken people into situations like that. Therefore, there are things that are within the domain of man. The human beings can do it. Those things are not the reason why we are here. Sit down, and then you will know that there are things that only God can exclusively do. Go back and look at the blessing that God blessed Isaac and Ishmael. If God wants to work with you or work through you or work for you, you will have to be in position. And one of those positions prophetically is seriousness. The reason why we are here is because there are things that only God can do exclusively. Only God can do them.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.